10 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
6:58 here on The Ticket. Roundtables continue from Guys Night Out at Fat Daddy's in Mansfield on Debbie Road or Lane?
Debbie Lane.
Debbie Lane. And we will be here for at least another hour with Roundtables, so come on by and say hi to us. We were here a few months ago. What a great place for a Guys Night Out. And on this roundtable, I'll be your captain. I'm Junior.
Cocky.
And my lieutenant is Donovan.
Junior.
So in case something happens to me during this roundtable, Donovan takes over. And also joining us, Corby, Mike Saroy, and Dan McDowell.
What if I kill you both? Can I be the captain?
Ooh, it sounds like you're planning a mutiny.
I'm in with you,
more
Corby.
I am the captain now.
Okay. All right.
I'll take out Donovan. You do Craig.
Easy.
Well, that'd be a really good fight between you two.
It would be the worst fight. Talk about two guys that can't fight.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why it would be a really
know.
Good
it
fight.
It seriously would be ridiculous.
Like, Saroy would kill me.
No.
Yeah, he
like,
would.
He'd rip my head off my body.
Saroy has, and I don't know if it's confirmed, but you have chimp strength. You do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You do.
Ask him how much he bench. He benches.
I don't care, but how much you bench...
Not answering that.
You guys having a benching competition?
Oh, my. It's not even close.
Oh, yeah, they work out together.
Yeah, we're workout
buds. He benches like over 300 pounds.
That's it?
That's chimp strength
for reps.
That really is. That really is chimp strength.
You know what? I would bet that he could throw 400 up once.
That's stupid.
Just once.
No. Maybe 375. But
well, both you can bench more than Kevin Durant.
Easily.
You know, Corby and I almost got into a fight, but it was the two of us against a gang that approached us outside the Rose Bowl when we were there for the OU-UCLA game.
Oh, my
and
God.
You guys were decked out?
Yeah, and they just didn't like us.
Huh.
And we almost had to throw down, and we would have gotten our asses so kicked.
Was it really two on? How many?
They were wearing, like, Raiders gear, if I remember.
They were. They were. And they were, they had an accent.
Yes.
Huh.
I don't think I've ever seen Corby really upset. I've seen Junior really upset, and it's one of the greatest days of my life.
Where'd you see him upset?
It was when I was over at the Bone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he's doing a live spot, and Humble Billy Hayes kicked in the door and shot him the double bird.
Because we had made fun of a poster that he had in his cubicle.
I think it was either Gil Gordon, someone said that he was over there killing ratings. And you guys were on the loudspeaker when he walked out. So he came back, and he was pissed. And he said, well, I'm going to go do something about it. And I was like, what are you going to do? I thought he was just talking noise. And he walked out, and then he comes right back, and he's kind of huffing a little bit. Like, he really did something. And, man, like 45 seconds later, in comes in Junior, and he is livid. Don't you ever. So mad. I thought, man, we are about to fight.
This is Maple Studio, so
yeah,
he walked around that corner.
Yeah, I thought.
I bet you marched over
I
there.
I thought it was about to go down right there, and you know what I said? I've got Gordon. At least give me a chance. Now, he might kill me. He might surprise me, but I'm calling dibs on Gordon right now.
Oh, you would wax him.
And wait, who was the third member of your morning show?
Cowboy Bill.
Oh, he had George.
Yeah,
okay.
He had George. You and Humble would rumble. And
that's funny.
Cowboy Bill, George would have killed him.
I don't know. That would have been a good fight. He was country strong.
The only time that I was really mad that I remember being mad at work was at the receptionist last month.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
What was that about?
Dude, awesome.
Well, Dan tried to call the front desk to call Lindsay for a birthday.
For Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Yeah, Why Today Doesn't Suck. And she answered the receptionist answered the phone. Dan said something, and she hung up. Dan called back, and she wouldn't pick up. And that's one of the few times I've seen him really upset.
So
Dan.
We'd had run-ins with this woman before.
Because she hung up on us.
Yeah, she hung up on us, and then when he called back, she wouldn't pick up. So Dan, he starts beating the phone with the receiver on the air, and he wouldn't hang up. So Corby gets upset. He grabs his phone. He calls on the cell phone, and he walks to the front desk to tell her. He's calling her, dude, you need to pick up the phone. Do your job.
It is your job. Do your job. Pick up the phone. So this is all on the air on my cell phone. And so I'm at the receptionist desk, and she's just staring at me. She's an ESPN employee. She hates us because one time on the air, we did the typical, hey, how old are you? What do you do for whatever? That whole thing. And so she flipped out. And so she wouldn't answer the phone when he called, knowing that all we wanted to do was have her transfer us to Lindsay. So I go storming in there and, you know, pull this, you know, all these crazy histrionics and going nuts and yelling at her. And I end it with, like, do your job. Then I turn around to walk back in, and I had forgotten my key fob.
She had to let you in?
But you should have seen how meek he became. He was like, do your job.
Could you let me in? Pretty please. Pretty please.
Man, it was so
speaking
funny.
Of your job, letting people in.
Could you let me
and
in?
And did she go ahead and do it quickly, or was she pissed?
She walked over there immediately and slammed her fob into that little
because there's
sensor thing.
There's no longer a button at the door to... You know, there used to be a button at the desk that buzz you in.
Yeah, she has to get up.
Wow. So she had to get up and walk right next to you.
Thank you. That's not how I wanted
to
get
in. That is a scene straight out of a sitcom.
I know. Do your job! And then I turned around and then I realized what I'd done. I'm like...
You know what? If I had been you, I would have just
walked
out the front door and then called someone to come let me in.
There's called the hotline.
There's no way I would have let
her. Well, we're still on the air, too, and I was like...
No.
Hey, can you let me in?
It made it better.
Did you? All you guys die laughing?
It was so funny. As soon as he got back, could you let me in? I got my phone.
Please. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it was good times up there. And then, you know, I don't know if you've seen Norm, how many Norm blow-ups you've seen. How many years you've been with him now?
Like five? Five plus?
Golly.
The thing is, like, I think I fail in getting along with him too good. Like, I don't get off on him freaking out. Like, some of the other guys he's had, like, they know it's their job to make him freak out. And we just get along pretty good.
So you diffuse that?
Yes, and I don't want that to be the case, but I feel like he's generally more calm when I'm around, which is not great success.
Let me tell you something. I've been on that post-game show with him for...
Right, and I'm not there for that, and he freaks out every time.
And every time it's about to go, and I know when he's about to just go off, I turn my mic off and I just sit back.
You can hear the wheels on your chair backing off.
You don't need me in this.
Because he's getting mad at callers?
Yes.
See, but you've seen him customer service freak out, haven't you?
Okay, yeah, I've seen that.
That's the best.
Yeah.
The on-air stuff is funny, and having Mike and Duncanville rile him up is awesome, but customer service Norm... Yeah. Is the best.
Because it's unsports related and he starts using logic on the phone and like breaking down their argument and it's so fun to hear him calmly and then volcano.
Yeah, and you know what? And
boom!
There's an entitled Norm also. Because you'll see him like he uses the cane and the handicap to his advantage. We at the airport. Remember one time, Dan, we're at the airport and it's this long line to go through security. And Norm walks up and he looks at the guy and he says,
pointing at the cane.
And the guy said,
oh, dude.
So Norm just slips over there and gets right in, and he's just sitting over there chilling by the time we even think about getting halfway through the line.
And, you know, he
shows him the cane.
He always has the handicap parking, and so he'll tell me, go ahead, take this. If you're going to the Dodger game in California, use this.
That's not right.
Dude,
here you go.
No way
that's
in hell.
Bad karma.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
But use it if you're with Norm.
Yeah, with Norm.
Because you know, you have to be with Norm. You should get a reward.
Because the one time we used it, we almost parked in right field.
That is
right.
The only reason Bad Radio will ever go to a game with Norm.
That's not true. We're great friends.
We will
but
see.
But it's a good... add-on.
We'll turn around and get it. He'll say, I forgot the handicap placard. Turn back around and go get it.
We've been on a Southwest flight together where he will do the thing where he shows his cane and we need to be the first ones on the plane. So, and I'm with him, so I'm just like, all right, yeah, I guess I'm with him. Both of us.
Well, that's weird.
I feel weird, but we're a team and the two of us.
I mean,
so
if I have to sit in first class, I will.
He's like, first one. He shows the cane, then we get to the front of the line, and then we get on the plane first. And then before we get to the actual plane, he handed me his cane. And he said, hide this or they won't let me sit in the exit row. So I have to.
Oh, it's a double edged sword.
Really? So I have to stash his cane so we can then sit in the suite exit row. And he's like, we're good.
Where do you put the cane? cane.
I don't know. I hold it against my leg. I'm like, I'm we're all good here.
Because you have to be fit to be in the exit
row. Right, because you can't be a handicapped person
in
the exit row.
And so he lies when he says, yes, I can open the door. And
well,
yeah.
They can't see him walking on the plane.
I don't know, man.
He does it during in the walkway thing between the check-in and the plane.
That's why he's genius.
Stashes
that
the
is kind of brilliant.
Yeah. But then the triple brilliant part is I think he can launch out. Like, if that plane's actually in trouble, he will launch out of there.
Dude,
and run
a
4440.
Look, he has the strength to open up our door, which leads into where we broadcast from, which the door weighs 10,000 pounds, and I'm not exaggerating. It's, I mean, it has to because of sound and all that. It's the heaviest door that human beings make. And he pushed that thing open in a fit of rage and made a hole in the wall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now he says that he fell into it.
Dude, you should have seen him tell that story.
That's impossible to fall into.
It really is.
I fell.
There's no way you can do that.
I tried to recreate it.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
I mean, he pushing that thing open is to do it that hard. I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, because you know what? You can tell on post-game days, he'll have a plate of nachos and a couple beans, and he's walking and he's traveling. He can open the door just fine.
Does he have a bag of shrimp that he's taking home too?
That's the first
thing. Doesn't he raid that thing and take it home?
They bring that food, and the first thing he'll get a Ziploc bag and dump like 30 bacon wrapped shrimp in
before
the bag
anybody else eats it.
Yes,
zips it up, and it's lunch. It's breakfast.
Dude, he'll
lunch
be eating it on Wednesday.
He's not homeless.
I know, and he's married now. And I wonder what his wife thinks of that when he brings home leftovers from work.
And before he leaves, every single, it doesn't matter what time the post game show, he'll grab a cup and he'll go in there and he'll just start dumping stuff in it. Like, there's some beans, there's some rice, there's a couple of scraps of fajita chicken and something like that in the cup. And, he'll
and
put
he eats out of the cup?
And he has the spoon in there and he's in the car and he's just gnawing at it.
Like, we call Jake the ticket ferret, mainly because he looks like it.
Yeah.
But Norm
and
is,
he hoards food, yeah.
Yeah, but Norm is way worse. And, you know, it, remember the time in Cowboy training camp in California when the engineers, they had their own food budget. And so they went and bought, I think Chickering was still working there at the time, they went and bought this exorbitant amount of turkey for their sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, the lunch meat here.
Yeah, and it disappeared like in 2 days of Norm being there. Pounds and pounds and pounds.
But the bread
turkey
was still there.
The bread
he
was still there.
He wasn't making sandwiches. He just
he would
it
grab the turkey, and they finally realized it was him because he had a bag of pretzels, and he grabbed the whole thing of turkey and was eating it, putting it on pretzels. And
turkey wrap pretzels.
Breaking
off
the turkey,
meal,
putting it on pretzels, and eating it by the pound.
Okay, of all the ticket guys, who could most easily transition into being a homeless guy?
Oh, it's Norm.
Not even close.
It's not even close.
Because I think that when he goes on these big safaris, too, he eats things that most of us probably wouldn't eat.
Look
like
what he
berries
packs
and worms.
He's going to be gone for 2 weeks to training camp, and he'll just have a little duffel bag.
Yeah.
That's it.
And it's not even like packed
weeks
densely.
No.
It's sort of loosely
and
packed.
It has, it has his notebook or whatever else he needs in it, and everything he needs for 2 weeks.
Well, these are some of our favorite memories of Norm, who passed away today.
That is, it does
71.
Sound like we're doing that.
Well, where is Norm?
We will miss him.
Norm will be back Monday.
Where is he?
He's in town. He's back. He was in Nicaragua last week.
Oh, okay.
But he is back hanging out now.
I need a day off from my 8 days
vacation
off.
All right, 7:12 here on the ticket. We've got a line change. George, Donovan, Mike, and Unknown coming
ooh,
up next.
Ooh, I think that's Saroy.
Yeah.
Broadcasting live from the AutoNation.com mothership at Victory Park, this is The Ticket, KTCK-AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK-FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus station. Geico Motorcycle presents...
Pin your dream vacation and you could win 2 million Wyndham Rewards points in the Microtel Inn and Suites by Wyndham Microcation Contest. That's like winning 140 hotel stays. Visit Facebook.com/Microtel for rules and entry guidelines.
Cox Door Save event is on now at the Home Depot, and the shelves are full of solutions. So let's load up with a Husky Steel Shelf Unit. It has 5 shelves, a lifetime warranty, and holds up to 5,000 pounds, all for only $99. That's a lot of muscle, and you barely have to lift your wallet. Let's do this at the Pack Store Save event going on now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only, see store for details.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30th, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Sam Tucker woke to find crop circles in his cornfield that spelled out the word Geico. Was this a message sent by aliens? Sam went to Geico.com and saved hundreds of dollars with great discounts. He woke the next day to find new crop patterns had formed. They spelled out, "You the man." It seems the aliens were pleased indeed.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's the Musers here. Do you feel stuck in your current vehicle because you owe more than what it's worth? Well, you're not alone. Stress no more, though. Call D&M Leasing today at any local area code and then 35-LEASE.
The Easy Lease from D&M Leasing is the perfect place to retire your negative equity because you only pay for the portion of the car that you actually use. D&M Leasing will find the perfect vehicle with the lowest fleet price, including rebates. Trade in your old vehicle with D&M and get into a new one with no down payment.
Remember, with the Easy Lease from D&M, you never pay early termination fees, gap insurance is included, and state minimum insurance requirements are accepted, saving you more money each and every month. So, pick up the phone and call D&M Leasing today, any local area code, then 35-LEASE, or visit online, dmautoleasing.com.
The call is free. Not calling will cost you thousands.
You make leasing easy.
This new Valspar Reserve paint is super durable, Val. Stain resistant, and you can scrub it.
Yeah, it's scrubbable.
Scrubbable? Is that a word?
It is now.
Scrubbable. I think I'm going to say scrubable.
Oh, well, all right, John.
As in, this paint is so scrubable, you can't see the coffee I knocked over this morning.
Wait, what?
Do you need some?
Introducing Valspar Reserve Paint and Primer with Hydrochroma technology. Now the colors you love stay the colors you love, exclusively at Lowe's.
At some point in our lives, we all plan a special event, like a wedding, reunion, or corporate event. Who should you trust to provide your full-service catering or bar services when it has to be perfect? How about someone who's worked with groups of all sizes throughout North Texas for more than 20 years? I'm John Gilbert, owner of G-Texas Catering. G-Texas caters the most high-profile gatherings in Dallas-Fort Worth and has been voted one of the area's top caterers by the Dallas Business Journal. Click the banner and let's start planning your party. Everyone has an event to plan. What's yours?
John Fagan, the Rangers making some moves today. I'll tell you about it next.
Tired of searching through piles of ads and driving all over town just to find the lowest prices on your grocery list? Let Walmart's new Savings Catcher tool change the way you shop. Just submit your Walmart receipt online, and Savings Catcher will search the ads from top retailers in your area. And if there's a lower advertised price, you'll get a Walmart Rewards e-gift card for the difference. Head to walmart.com/savingscatcher to get started. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Comparison on eligible items only. Restrictions apply. See terms of use for full details.
Next on the team.
Mike Brosen and his great staff will do whatever it takes to get you in a fine Crest Cadillac. Trust us on this. Have you seen the brand new Cadillac Escalade? Plus, there is the Crest difference. Loaner cars, valet service, and more. Here's the bottom line. If you're driving a Lexus, a BMW, or a Mercedes, and you think that you are getting the best service in town, then you have not been to Crest Cadillac. CrestCars.com.
Ticket Sports News Now. Ticket Ticker.
The Rangers making some roster moves today. This Ticket Ticker, a service of Brad Thomas, Acme Brick Sports Biz, and Classic Chevrolet. The club today designating first baseman Carlos Pena for assignment, as the club had to make room for both Giovanni Soto, who's been activated off the DL, and J.P. Arencibia, who's being called up from AAA Round Rock. Rangers are in Toronto tomorrow night when Yu Darvish takes on R.A. Dickey at 6:07 on TXA 21. Cowboys adding tight end Dallas Walker to their roster just a day after releasing backup QB Kyle Orton. Walker spending time last season with the Chargers. He will be the fifth tight end going into training camp. And the first round of the British Open is in the books as Rory McIlroy is the outright leader, sitting at 6 under par. Matteo Monacero is second at -5. Tiger Woods shooting a nice 3 under 69 today. That has him tied for 10th. Last year's winner Phil Mickelson shooting a 2 over 74, while local favorite Jordan Spieth is tied for 33rd at -1. That's the Ticket Ticker. Our next one is at 7:30. I'm John Fahey, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
This is The Ticket. 20 years of talking sports and all that implies. 1994 to 2014. Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Well, it is Guys Night Out here at Fat Daddy's in Mansfield. It's 7:20 on The Ticket. And Fat Daddy's is an awesome place here on Debbie Lane in Mansfield.
Read the website.
Where are we on the website?
Right there.
Like, oh, FatDaddy'sLive.com.
That's right.
If you go to FatDaddy'sLive.com, you'll see all the great events that they have coming up here.
Like the Marshall Tucker Band.
That's August 9th, the Marshall Tucker Band. The Ray Johnson Band is the opening act. I know those dudes. And don't forget, on Saturday, August 16th, Ryan's birthday, it is Naughty Schoolgirl theme party.
All
night.
Right.
I really?
Will be here for that.
I think you and Brad Cham ought to come over here that night for a big birthday
celebration. I think we both should. I will anyway.
All right. The roundtables continue. It's me, Giorgio, along with Mike Reiner, soon to be a Texas Radio Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
To his right is the great Donovan.
Yeah.
And to his right, it's Mike Saroy.
Boom.
Okay, so something we discovered this week about Saroy, his nickname that he gave himself, which, by the way, is a little unstable.
No, yeah, it's all right, though.
The nickname he gave himself back when he was a keeper in soccer was Plywood.
Yeah, because you may as well just nail plywood to the goal. There ain't no balls going in.
So he was plywood. How many people?
That's great.
So how many people called you that?
I think there's one person to this day when I run into him will say plywood. So one person, just the one.
I'll call you that.
Actually,
I will also.
You're the second, George.
Dude, I will call you Plywood.
I don't want to be called
Plywood now.
Plywood.
That's just so funny.
All right, now there's another nickname for him that has come into recent vogue, which he doesn't like either.
Boom?
No. He's down with that, I think.
Yeah,
but Corby started calling him the psilocybin sea cow.
That doesn't make sense.
And he doesn't like that, so I'm
okay with the psilocybin part. But I wanted a cooler animal than the sea cow. I requested swordfish, perhaps.
Swordfish.
Or even sea lion, I guess I would have taken. Sea cow,
what about
not
seahorse?
I like plywood.
Seahorse is fine, too.
I do, too. I'm abandoning that entire thread.
Plywood.
Plywood.
Yeah. You are plywood.
No, no.
Plywood.
Plywood. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it does sound like something from a barbershop. Hey, here comes plywood.
Plywood.
Whoa. What voice is that?
My grandfather's. That's how he used to talk.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that either.
Don't you look at me like that.
You had a black grandfather?
How was that a black voice?
Why did you say black like that?
Why'd you say it like that?
That was just two ticks this side of fake Michael Irvin.
Here comes plywood.
The goal.
Okay.
The goal is close.
Plywood. The goal is close. When plywood's in there.
No.
It's better than having Leon Lett in there. It's better than having Leon Lett. Yeah, there we go.
Okay, but here's the thing. So we started talking about the nicknames you've had. Like, we had no idea that Saroy was called plywood. So we'll start with Saroy. Give me the top five nicknames that you've
mine
had.
Mine are all based on my last name, which is apparently hard to say. So, Soroy, and I get like psoriasis for some reason.
Yeah.
Cirrhosis of the liver.
Mm-hmm.
Sirloin.
You'll have that.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm working on it hard.
Sirloin's pretty good.
Sirloin from a lady friend.
Yeah.
Well done.
Hey, sirloin, when you're coming over.
That was medium rare or well done.
Thank
sirloin.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anything else?
I think that's it, man. Not too much.
What about you, Donnie?
I don't think I had any nicknames, man. My dad called me Donnie Dude. That's why you guys call me that now. No, not really. Just like my
name. The
great
Donovan.
D. Lou. Woo! Donnie V.
Like when you were in college, you didn't have a... Well, I guess you had a fraternity nickname.
Time out, though.
He had a fraternity
He's
nickname
leaving out
you probably can't tell us.
What?
Twiggy calls you Stink.
Oh, yeah.
What is that all about?
You know, you got to earn nicknames sometimes.
Could
you earn that one?
Really?
Yeah.
The Upper Decker?
Upper Decker Day?
After the Upper Decker became Stink.
I think it was actually before that, and I just...
Which is still about the most outrageous story we have going up here.
Yeah.
Can I ask, like, the logistics of this? So, 1 foot on the closed bowl, and then maybe another foot on the side of the bathtub? How do we execute the Upper Decker?
You just sit on the upper deck.
You just sit on the thing. You can do that.
But you just lift the thing off and
lift it off.
You didn't hover?
Why would you hover? No,
I don't know. What do you mean, why would you hover?
I want to be comfortable.
You sat down?
Yeah. It's not like it lasted a long time. I didn't have a newspaper or anything like that.
Catching up on words with friends?
It is still the most shocking thing ever done at the ticket.
Boy, it is.
Who would do something like that?
I don't know. All right, so Ryan.
And then to get told that he's been hanging around with those white people too much.
And white people
land. I got the idea from you guys.
Not
me. Only one of us.
You have been hanging around those white people too much.
Only one of us has done it, and it's you.
I would never do something. I don't think it's a white thing, really.
You know, we played jokes like that in the past. Like, one time she moved my car, there was a Target at Skillman, and, like, I can't remember exactly where. But I parked on one side. She knew I'd be confused. She moved my car to the other side, and I thought it was stolen.
And then she crapped on your hood.
No.
How is that like Upper Decker?
She doesn't do that. She doesn't do that.
You play jokes, and then you just take it to the next level, you know?
All right, Ryan.
We'll never top that.
No.
What about you?
I didn't start having nicknames till the ticket.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't have one at the zoo?
No. Never did. But
so the wolf, the old gray wolf.
Yeah, there's the wolf and the old gray wolf and Rhines.
What about Hollywood? Now that was one.
That wasn't authorized, though, really.
I love the rules of nickname authorization.
That never caught on.
Did you give that to yourself or did someone call you?
No, I didn't give that to myself.
That was in your band days, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you wanted to catch on, I'll call you Hollywood.
No, I don't.
It
sounds great.
I don't.
Hollywood. Okay, George.
It's all wood-based nicknames.
As I told Soroy, I think I lead the nation in nicknames because I had a ton growing up. I've been given a million of them here at the ticket. My kids have nicknames for me. I've gone by, growing up as a kid, I was Pudge. Even though, ironically, as a kid, I was really skinny. But I was Pudge. I was Jorge Balboa. I guess because I was a big Rocky fan, and I used to jog down to this pool.
You didn't.
Yeah, I did. And I used to jog every day.
Did you have your arms up when you...
Yeah, up the stairs and...
And they said, wow, and it was about the time Rocky came out. I said, wow, you're like Rocky Balboa. We'll call you Jorge Balboa.
Did the neighborhood kids file in behind you and run behind you?
Yeah. I inspired a lot of kids. In high school, the golf team called me Dalai Lama. Then at the ticket, you know, I've had a zillion of them from International Chirp Chirp, the Jub Jub... Giorgio, Jubinator, they've morphed into all these ridiculous, the band that I play in, the Bird Dogs, they refer to me as Spartacus.
Oh.
I've got a million
cool
of them.
That's cool.
Yeah. Spartacus, huh?
Yeah.
You make the woman.
What was the story
that?
Behind that?
It was a takeoff of that thing you do, because we played a pretty big deal in Fort Worth and we had this huge sound system and right before we started, I repeated the line that one of the dudes had in that thing you do. I said, remember,
I brought you here because I am Spartacus. And then we went and played, so that would kind of stuck.
You need a cooler reason to be called Spartacus than what you just said.
I know. It's kind of a long story, too. but my youngest kid calls me Quattro Quattro.
What?
Did you see the bit on the All-Star team from a couple of years ago? The two black guys, Donovan, one of the comedians.
The two black guys, Donovan, name them. What the hell? I know every black guy out
Keenan
there.
Keenan Wayans,
Richard Pryor.
The two black comedians?
Yeah,
what's the
name? What is it? Peter Keel, yeah.
And you think,
okay.
Yeah.
Keenan, yeah.
Yeah, those guys are funny, right?
Yeah.
You saw their All-Star bit, didn't you, about the ridiculous names? One guy's name was Quattro Quattro. And then they get to the last guy, Dan Smith, BYU. No one?
No.
It's a funny bit.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You haven't seen that? They had the fake All-Star game, and they had these guys.
Did you see it?
No, I didn't. Sorry. I don't watch that kind of TV.
It's funny.
Key and Peele.
Yeah, and one of the guys
automatically thought that I knew
Quattro Quattro, so now my kids just call me Quattro because they thought that was the funniest name of the lineup of all stars. So what is it about me that people just think I need a nickname? Because George is too cumbersome?
Yeah, probably George is too easy.
Dorky. So common.
Not that common.
It's not that
George?
Common.
How many other Georges you know personally?
Tons.
Really?
No.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. It's not that common.
Well, it's in the top five, isn't it, of living American?
Oh, no.
George is not the top five of living American.
Maybe 50 years ago you could say that.
Well, I would say no, but...
It's in the top 10, though?
I would think so. George is pretty common, dude.
Not anymore.
No, there's probably an 80% chance if you run into somebody named George today, he's going to be 45 or over.
And growing up, I knew nobody else in my circle of friends or in my school. I was like always the only George in school.
Yeah, you know, if you put your name on a sheet of paper, you'd think that you're a brother. Mike Reiner is a brother name.
Really?
Yeah, Michael? Yeah.
Okay, Michael part, but Reiner?
The Michael, yeah. Maybe. Michael.
Reiner is as Teutonic as it can be.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It is.
That's a name I could see a brother having. Since I know all of them, George.
All of them.
Well, you just said that brothers have particular names. I didn't even notice that before.
Okay, you look in... How many Johnsons and Jeffersons are in the phone book?
I've never thought about that.
Call all of them and see the percentages of white or black.
All men are my brothers. That's the way I look at it.
Whatever.
That's right, but
we don't see color here at the Ticket, Donovan.
No.
Yes.
Norm does. Norm still does. He's kind of old school.
All colors. Especially purple.
So you have heard from Norm. He's okay?
He's back, man. He's all right.
He made it back from...
What happened to him?
Nicaragua with his lovely lady wife on the beach.
Gosh.
Just the two of them.
What's he doing now?
I don't know what they were doing to each other.
Now, when he goes to the beach, is he Speedo Norm? Do you know of?
I really don't know that answer. No, he's not a Speedo.
He goes shirt and trunks, long trunks.
Norm?
Yeah.
As old as he is, he doesn't care anymore.
Well, no, he doesn't care, but...
I bet he goes shirt off.
I went to... Oh, he will fire that shirt off in a heartbeat. I roomed with him in San Antonio for a training camp.
I bet he keeps the gorilla shirt on.
It is shirt off and those wind shorts that stop right there, like one bend over and you're seeing nothing but testicle.
I got all tidy-whitey for like multiple days with him. Really? He had shorts on?
Yeah, just the wind shorts, like the jogging shorts, and just that's it.
Mm. I bet he goes shirt off on the beach.
I bet you he will also. He doesn't care.
He should.
Now is Mary in the hot tub?
Right now? I think that's a nightly occurrence, is the old rendezvous at 93 degrees.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man, that's so sweaty.
Was that what Norm says?
Yeah, that wasn't Norm says.
I remember Mary in a hot tub.
Yeah, that wasn't Norm says.
Yes, it was a Norm says.
Norm says.
The second part of that phrase was, too?
No.
That was great. We need to revisit, Norm says.
Boy, we sure do. That was a highlight of Summer Bash.
Thank you. I was nervous. We got through it. I practiced it a lot, so.
It was great. Nice. Nailed it.
But guess what? We're bound to be done here.
Yeah, we are. We are.
We're bound to be.
Yeah, come on, switch George. It up. Change it.
You got to keep us on track.
Yeah, Captain.
Oh, he's telling funny stories about Norm.
All right, more funny stories about Norm
says.
And who knows what else next.
Hi, this is George DiGiani. Saturday is the All About You show. We have no prepared topic because the topic is you. Call into our panel of experts with your questions, your concerns, your triumphs. Saturday, 7 a.m. on the Train Station Fitness Show.
The Ticket presents the first annual Flinging D Disc Golf Tournament, benefiting Mothers Against Drunk Driving this Saturday. If you can't swing a golf club to save your life, then throwing a disc around a course is for you.
Oh, he got all of that
one. Go to theticket.com to sign up and get full details. Then join Seabass, Jake Kemp, and the Saroy Boys at Veterans Park in Arlington for our Flinging D. From Arlington Disc Golf Association and Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Hey, this is Charles Martin.
TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. Yes, every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free, guaranteed savings. Some features not available in all states. In the first 3 months of this year, over 126,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. TrueCar users save an average of $3,078 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third, simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Remember, every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free, guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
Hey, this is Bob Sturm for the 21daybodymakeover.com. It's George DiGianni's plan and him and his team of experts. This is what I love about it. I've been doing this for years. What I love about it is the fact that he has not stopped. His experts have not stopped. The development has continued. They have refined this. They have figured out the way to make it even better. So if you've done it before, I invite you to check out the improvements. The improvements in taste, the improvements of the supplements, the effects, of course. It's now a 30-day supplement program that gets you even added benefit. You have to love that. If you've never done it before, I want you to know you're not on your own. They have a fantastic website, 21daybodymakeover.com. It's all new. It's easy to get recipes or workout videos to follow, sample grocery lists. All your questions are answered. You don't just get something in the mail and then you're done and you're on your own. You're trying to figure it out. They walk you through the steps so your results are fantastic. Check it out today, 21daybodymakeover.com. Get the results you want, 21daybodymakeover.com.
Judas Priest, Redeemer of Souls Tour 2014, November 6th at Allen Event Center. New album, Redeemer of Souls, available July 8th with special guests, Steel Panther. Reserve seats on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. There's more at JudasPriest.com.
What moves you? For me, it's living in Texas and having that pride that only a Texan understands. Hello, I'm Dane Miner, General Manager of Freeman Toyota, and we understand Texans, and we know that a Tundra, well, it just moves you in a way that nothing else can. It's powerful, it's rugged, and it's tough. And right now at Freeman Toyota, oh man, it's affordable. Pick out a Texas Edition Crewmax Tundra and save $7,000 off the MSRP. We've got the best selection in North Texas, and we've got the best deals, bar none. So come on out to Tundra Territory and get your Texas Edition Crewmax Tundra and get $7,000 off the MSRP. This is only at Freeman Toyota, on the affordable side of the Metroplex at 183 and 820, just south of the Northeast Mall. Call toll-free 1-800-NEW-CARS or log on to freemantoyota.com.
Hi, I'm Jeff Stewart with Reliant Air Conditioning. Why is it that everybody freaks out about the miles per gallon of their car, but nobody seems to care about the efficiency of their air conditioning system? Well, in Texas, most people actually spend more money running their AC than they do on gas. But you wouldn't drive a car that gets 4 miles to the gallon. Then why in the world would you go through summer with an old, inefficient AC system? A new high-efficiency Reliant Air Conditioning system can literally cut your electric bill in half. That's like driving a car that gets 60 miles to the gallon, and it's a lot cheaper than buying that new Prius. Right now, you can save over $3,500 on a new Carrier Infinity system. So call two other companies first, get their price, and then call Reliant Air Conditioning, and you'll see how we've been gimmick-free since 83. Call 877-YOUR-HERO. That's 877-968-7437 or ReliantAirConditioning.com.
We all dream about the perfect summer. And now is the perfect time for that lady in your life with a baby on the way, or of course if that lady is you, to visit La Bella Belly Spa. Right now at La Bella Belly Spa, you'll find the new perfect spa deal for July that includes a 50-minute massage, perfect facial massage, and perfect pedicure for $149. And they're offering a free leg and foot treatment with any 3D or 4D ultrasound. Now that's a perfect deal, and a relaxing and rejuvenating day you won't forget. La Bella Belly Spa not only caters to women who are pregnant, though. They have packages available for all the deserving moms out there. Go to LaBellaBellySpa.com and check out all the special offers available right now. You'll find a wide variety of treatment packages that will bring you the perfect summer. There's something for every mom. La Bella Belly Spa. Go to LaBellaBellySpa.com to find out more.
Now. Ticket Ticker!
The Rangers designating first baseman Carlos Pena for assignment today. This Ticket Ticker, a service of Freeman Toyota. Texas also activating catcher Giovanni Soto off the 60-day DL today and calling up J.P. Arencibia from AAA Round Rock. They play in Toronto tomorrow night when Yu Darvish takes on R.A. Dickey at 6:07 on TXA 21. The Cowboys adding a tight end to their roster just a day after cutting backup QB Kyle Orton. Dallas Walker will be the Cowboys' fifth tight end at training camp. Walker spending some time with San Diego last year but didn't play. The Dallas Mavericks officially re-signing veteran guard Devin Harris to a four-year deal worth $16.5 million with a four-year guarantee of just over $1 million. And the first round of the British Open is over, and in the lead, it's Rory McIlroy at 6-under par, Mateo Manassero in second at minus 5, Tiger Woods shooting a 3-under 69, tying him for 10th. Last year's Claret Jug winner Phil Mickelson shooting a 74, putting him at 2-over, and local favorite Jordan Spieth is tied for 33rd at 1-under par. That's the Ticket Ticker. Our next one's at 7:50. I'm John Fahey, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
And of course, they host Diamond Talk, Sean Bass and Ty Walker, after every weeknight Rangers home game on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
7:39 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, as we continue the Polar Vortex edition of Guys Night Out here at Fat Daddy's in Mansfield. Give yourself a round of applause, Mansfield. Now, I'm hearing some guy on Twitter, I don't know which one of you is the guy, has sent out a couple of things about how you can't hear. Who was that? You were sitting out there saying, we can't hear a damn thing, we're on the third row, or even here. You out there? The guy that looks like Aleister Crowley? Satan worshiper?
Why don't you quit responding to Twitter?
Okay. You couldn't hear back there? Okay, well, we'll try to make it louder, but it's difficult to gauge the feedback and yep, see, and all that. Wow, that is a good-looking sandwich you have.
Corby, I have to tell you.
Is that a burger?
It is so good.
It looks good.
The Texas burger.
That's generic.
It is generic. They need to rename it the Corby Davidson Commemorative Burger.
I haven't died. Yeah.
You're about to.
Thank you.
You're about to.
Anyway, are you, being a weather-obsessed human being?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys, because I think, so, like Danny, who, he thinks a lot of things suck, but have you heard the Danny This Sucks alarm?
No.
Oh, I think, yeah, I have heard it. It's funny.
Whoever's back there, Fahey, if you can find that. But he's not really appreciative.
This sucks, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks. This sucks, 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 this sucks,
golly, Danny, I'm having fun.
Danny, I just don't like playing with Danny.
He's sitting there talking and having the seesaw.
He hates every piece of equipment on the playground.
You want to go on the swings or something like that?
This sucks, this sucks, this sucks.
That's funny. I don't care who you are. That's funny. Unless you're from Mansfield, and then you hate that.
Clearly. He didn't appreciate, though, what is happening today. And I'm not sure you do either.
Generic.
I'm not sure you do either, Dan McDowell. The weather that we have today. Are you not impressed?
With the immense amount of rain?
It's been a downpour.
The temperature.
Oh. Yeah, but what about the rain? What about the hell we've been through today?
It's really hadn't been hell, has it?
So polar vortex is causing 80 degrees today?
72 is the high. 72. We've eclipsed the
high low
by 10 degrees.
You know, I noticed it, and as I was driving, it was so gray and misty, I almost could trick my brain into thinking it was a winter day.
I know.
It was great.
I took the dogs out for a walk in between the storms, and I was damn near cold this morning. It was probably right when you guys were getting off the air. And I'm out there, and it was right in between the two big cells it hit. I was like, man, this is unreal. It is the middle of July.
Did you wear a closed-toe shoe today?
I did. And jeans. I don't wear jeans ever in the summer, and I'm wearing jeans.
We got a few flurries in our neighborhood.
That's a lie. It's an outright lie, and now you're just making fun of me.
You know, you went to the beach on vacation.
Uh-huh.
I was in the mountains, and as long as we're talking weather, I just want to say again, I've said this week, but I'll say it again.
I love you.
The mountains in the summer, the most perfect weather any human being can ever experience.
Yeah.
45 at night, 75 during the day is absolutely perfect.
Yeah. A shower every now and then.
Yep.
Blow through at about 3 or 4 o'clock.
No humidity.
None. It's the best. Yeah, and you know, I'm really looking forward to my kids getting just a tad bit older to really appreciate the mountains and the hiking aspect of it all, and fishing and rafting and canoeing and all that. They're close. They're very close, but still, right now, the most optimum vacation for them, and Dan experiences for the first time this year, is letting your kids loose on a beach and just saying, all right, have fun, because it's self-contained.
Yeah.
Everything's right there.
Sharks, everything.
Mm-hmm. Sharks. Did your kids love it?
Oh, yeah. It was awesome.
Did you guys love it?
Did you go together?
No, but we were like a couple miles apart.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We rode our bikes to where you were.
You did?
We couldn't. It's more the high rent area where Corby was.
We don't really allow that type of person down there where we were. But you know, so down there in Watercolor, Jason Witten, he built a house there a couple years ago, so he's always down
very
there.
High
we're down.
Yes.
So I get to hang out with famous cowboys all the time. Thank you. But down there at the same time was the Raiders head coach, Dennis Allen.
Who knew that?
I was going to say, I bet nobody recognized
him. Well, here's the rub, is that he went to LD Bell. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Okay, he went to Bell. He graduated probably around when you and I did, Gordon, like in early 90s or something like that.
Yeah, early 90s. I'm participating. I'm enjoying the sports conversation.
So he, turns out, is friends with a friend of mine. And so I saw my buddy down there, and I'm like, and he was wearing a Raiders hat. And I didn't put two and two together. He was like, yeah, I'm down here with me, him and Denny and blah, blah, blah. And I don't recognize the Raiders head coach. So then I'm out in the ocean with the kids. And I was with the kids in the ocean.
Okay.
Okay.
You didn't just leave them?
No. And
I told Corby, side road, he tweeted a Corby braggadocio moment. Like when you said, hey, who needs high top shoes?
Right.
And then you twist your ankle.
Right. I'll never get AIDS.
You know, you've had a couple of those moments, but he tweeted,
jeez,
hey, it's great, my kids are old enough, I can just let them go to the ocean without me, and I can just lay on the beach.
Right.
And I just felt if that followed form,
we're
going to have a tragedy or something horrible would happen to one of your kids.
My kid comes running out with no arm, you know. So we're in the beach, and
cauterize it!
And there's a couple of girls, and one of them was the wife of my friend. And so I'm talking to them, and she's with another friend of hers, and I go, you live in Grapevine as well? And she goes, no, I'm just friends with them. I went to LD Bell. I go, oh, okay, cool. And I go, where do you live now? And she goes, I live out in Oakland. I go, oh, okay. I go, is that your son? He's got Oakland Raiders shorts on. And she goes, yeah. I go, man, you don't see many people from Oakland. Why'd you move out there? And she goes, my husband, Dennis Allen. And I'm looking at her. She knows what I do for a living, which is talk sports.
No.
And so she goes, because of my husband, Dennis Allen, I go, Uh-huh. She goes, the coach of the Raiders.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you, like, seriously, who knew that?
Did you then say, oh, the most nondescript coach in pro sports? That Dennis Allen?
I laughed for a while, and I'm like, oh, yeah. Denny. Denny.
Did you then go get his autograph?
No, but then I ended up talking to him, and he's coming up to Oxnard or Ventura. They're staying. The Raiders are staying at our hotel.
Are they
while,
really?
While we're there, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
What do you mean?
The
Raiders are coming
crappy
up.
Crappy little hotel that we stay at?
I believe I enjoy our hotel.
Our hotel is incredible.
It's a great hotel.
It's the best hotel in Ventura.
The one in Oxnard?
No, yes. No, the one in Ventura. Wait a minute. We're staying in Ventura, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. The one
that's not NFL toned.
There's nothing up there that is NFL
it's
toned.
It's the best in that town in Oxnard, Ventura.
And they're very nice to
you
us
there. You scared me.
No, yeah. I like that hotel
good
a lot.
P1 runs that place.
I've been at... We've been to places
well,
where pro athletes
of course,
stay,
but there's
no
other place.
Near that.
Well, I mean, you look at where the Cowboys do camp. It's a Residence Inn. That's where they stay.
Very okay. Fine sponsor.
Right. They pay half your salary, Dan.
But wait, why are the Raiders trained?
I don't know.
But they're going to be at our hotel in Ventura?
Because they're spending 2 days scrimmaging the Cowboys.
Oh.
Yes. You know, let me finish. So they're staying there. So I told Denny if you want to hang out and go, you know, grab some burgers, then...
So he's going to knock on your door and you're going to open and say, can I help you?
Yeah.
Hey, Corby, it's me. I'm sorry, I don't know you. I'm the coach of the Raiders.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the guy from the beach.
Also there, at down there in Watercolor, was the head coach of Illinois.
Name two Raiders.
The head coach of Illinois. Oh, wait a minute. That's Kevin Wilson. No, that's Indiana.
Yeah.
Ron Zook, he's not at Illinois anymore. He got fired.
No,
right?
And the only reason I knew that is because Jason Witten walked up and he goes, hey, you know, that guy's a head coach of Illinois. And I look at him, I go, football or basketball? And he goes, football. I go, oh, what's his name? He goes, I don't know.
So you never found out?
No, he just walked up and introduced himself. To Jason, I think, and he was like, I think he wondered if I knew who he was.
Why does that beach attract no-name coaches?
I don't know. And then Luke Bryan was on the beach.
Who does he coach?
He's the country singer that sucks. And and Vince Vaughn.
He was there?
Yeah.
Wow. For real?
Yeah. Yeah.
Big Republican.
Is he?
Yeah.
He is?
Mm-hmm.
Like, open? I've never known that.
Is he kind of fat?
I don't know if he's open about that.
Is he still puffy?
How do you know?
Now that I've opened my mouth, I'll tell you the story off the air.
What?
That's weird.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
So he talked to you about politics one night at a bar?
No.
Did you see Vince Vaughn?
Next story, if there is indeed any other story.
Okay.
Did you go up to him and tell him how money he was?
No, I
beat him down.
Man.
Hey,
he
was great in that movie.
Have you seen it?
He was great in that movie.
I rewatched that movie about a month ago. It is so great.
He looks so good in that.
Yeah, he's awesome in it.
And then he got all...
Puffy.
Puffy, yeah.
Got puffy.
Has he done a movie lately?
Old School?
It was a long time ago.
Couples Retreat? Was he in that?
Long time ago?
Yeah.
Dated Jennifer Aniston.
Long time ago.
The Breakup, that was the movie with him and Jennifer Aniston.
Was he the...
Is it Aniston or Aniston?
The Cell? He was in The Cell.
The Cell?
Never heard of
it. Is he in Boyhood?
With J-Lo?
Hey, I've heard that Boyhood is great. Have you seen it?
No, we just...
That's all they talked about for an hour.
Yeah,
today.
We had Richard Linklater on today.
For an hour?
For 25 minutes or so, and one of the actors
And you've never
too.
Seen it?
My
is Richard
cast.
Linklater here?
No, you would have known that.
Oh.
I would have told
him,
you.
Did you just ask him about Dazed and Confused the whole time?
And you know what? It's a 20-year anniversary of Dazed and Confused, and so I'm dying to ask him about it, but this movie is getting such positive buzz, such weird, incredible buzz.
I've heard it's awesome.
It got a 99% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, which if you get 90, that's unbelievable. 99.
Well, that's what we were wondering. Who's
the one
guy?
This is the one that he does with the actors that he's been doing it for years,
12
right?
years. Yeah. They found a boy that's 6 years old,
awesome.
And it's about his life from 6 to 18. Patricia Arquette's in it. Ethan Hawke is the dad. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, he's like, look, you know, you got the cast together 12 years ago and says this is going to take 12 years.
I think Linkletter's awesome.
He's brilliant.
Man, yeah. I wish I could have been on to ask if, did he know what those kids were going to say during the game show all those years?
No, it's Children's that's Art Linkletter.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Did you ask him about Bernie?
That's a real current reference,
okay.
too.
No.
Bernie lives with him, right?
Yes, Bernie. Did you guys see Bernie?
It's great.
The movie
Jack
Black.
Yes, I love that. He should have won Oscar for Best Actor.
Okay, the guy that...
the real Bernie.
Just moved in with Richard Linkletter.
Later. He helped him get parole. It was his...
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
So he's done Bernie.
Did you ask him what it's like to live with Jack Black?
The Midnight in Paris.
The Sunrise movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I thought those were good.
He did Slacker.
What else did he do?
Where I'm missing a couple that we...
Anyway, the guy's done... You know, anytime a filmmaker gets like three great movies...
School of Rock.
They're
with
huge.
Jack Black.
Mm-hmm. And this guy's had, you know, whatever, eight.
And never went to college, or went for a year to play baseball at Sam Houston State, and then dropped out, and then moved to Austin, and just started absorbing film to the point of watching. I read this article in Rolling Stone where he watched 600 movies a year for like 2 years straight, and then I think he started the Austin Film Society, this nerd network of film buffs, and then just started slowly but surely learning the craft. And they did Slacker in early 90s or late 80s or something like that, and then Dazed and Confused. It's a crazy story, rags to riches story. But yeah, this sounds like Oscar.
Yeah, I want to go see it at training camp. Let's take a field trip.
That's a good idea.
Thank you. I'm full of them.
All right, we got to go. We're late.
The Ticket and Texas Motor Speedway team up for Friday Night Drags. Tomorrow night at 9, street racing goes legal as P1s drag down pit road at Texas Motor Speedway. It's the fastest 8 seconds on radio. Listen to Mike Soroy and the OD, Officer of the Drags, broadcast live from pit road.
All right. Pretty good. Here's our promo for next week.
Parking is free, admission is cheap, and the entertainment is over the top. From Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Hey, P1's Gordon Keith. If you...
The Pax Door Save event is on now at the Home Depot, and the shelves are full of solutions. So let's load up with a Husky Steel Shelf Unit. It has 5 shelves, a lifetime warranty, and holds up to 5,000 pounds. All for only $99. That's a lot of muscle, and you barely have to lift your wallet. Let's do this at the Pax Door Save event going on now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only, see store for details.
Corby here for Soils Alive. If your lawn isn't as green as you want, it might not be the grass. It could be what the grass is actually growing in, the soil. Brad Young and his team at Soils Alive organically feed your soil to keep it healthy. That means lush lawns and landscapes that are safe for kids and the pets to play on. And Soils Alive is there whenever you need them. Call on the weekends or after hours. The owner, Brad Young, will take your call himself. How's that for service? A great lawn starts with great soil. Call Soils Alive, 972-272-9211, or visit soilsalive.com. And request a quote online.
Aston Martin of Dallas is home to some of the world's finest luxury automobiles. They are Dallas's exclusive factory-authorized Aston Martin dealer, and they are the number one pre-owned Aston Martin dealer in North America for 8 straight years. In addition to all the brand new Aston models, you will find impeccable quality pre-owned Aston Martins starting at $60,000. It's all at Aston Martin of Dallas on Lemon Avenue just west of the tollway, or online at AstonMartinDallas.com. A great company deserves a great name. That's DFW Painting. DFW Painting goes above and beyond your typical Metroplex painting company, or any paint contractor for that matter. They're a dedicated, full-service residential and commercial painting company providing solutions for any project you can come up with. Interior, exterior, staining, texture work, and more. Just go to DFWPainting.com. That's DFWPainting.com to set up your free estimate. See what their customers are saying, see what they can do for you, and find out what makes DFW Painting a great DFW company. Come
catch legendary group The Mavericks at the historic Granada Theater on Saturday, July 19th. The Grammy Award-winning band, who draws influences from everyone, from Dean Martin to Hank Williams, will bring a night infused with diversity, never failing at capturing the spirit of postmodern country. The Mavericks have created a sound that's all their own. To purchase tickets to The Mavericks on July 19th, visit GranadaTheater.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the mayor of Whatever USA.
Thanks for coming. This summer, Bud Light is creating a town called Whatever USA. The most marvelous, spectacular town for people who are up for whatever. And you could come. I'll take a few questions before I have to launch paintballs from the town catapult. Yes, you in front.
Is Whatever USA a real town?
It's as real as this voice-enhancing software. Next question.
Okay, how do I get to Whatever?
Are you up for Whatever?
Yes.
Perfect. Then audition at upforwhatever.com or your local participating Bud Light retailer. Yes, m'lady.
Sir, what
kind of people is Bud Light looking for? Excellent question. We want yes people. Let's do it, people. And this seems slightly unorthodox, but sure, why not, people? Oh, my ride's here. Bring it home, professional voice guy.
Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. Bud Light Whatever USA video contest open to U.S. residents 21 and over. No purchase necessary. Ends August 31st, 2014. Visit upforwhatever.com for official rules, entry prizes, and details. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
I have some exciting news, so I'm calling in the ticket today. AP1s, this is Larson Crockett, and I created GenoSim GS6 just for you. I'm calling the ticket with a special offer. I didn't want to wait to get studio time. You heard me talk about true anti-aging and recovery benefits when I take GenoSim GS6. I have lost the body fat, increased lean muscle, strength, energy, great sex, better sleep, amazing relief in joint pain, and more. I feel great. GenoSim GS6 is a revolutionary product based on an advanced peptide science that works for me, and I believe it'll work for you. Paying full price sucks. Here's my exciting offer. 25% off and 100% money back guarantee for a limited time when you enter the code P1 when ordering at my website, genostim.com. That's GenoSTIM.com. My 25% offer is for a limited time, so there's no reason to wait. GenoSTIM.com. I'm going to hang up, so be sure and order now.
Tony Cooper is here from All Pro Foundation Repair. Tony, I was telling you about my own home. I've got some seasonal sticking of doors and a slight crack in the sheetrock. Is that a concern?
That's where you need to bring in someone to help you, because eventually it could break that roof away, and now you're talking about quite a bit of expense. Or it could damage the pipes in your house, and they're very, very slow damage. When it damages the pipes, you don't see water spraying up. It's under your slab, low pressure leaks, and they sometimes take 5 or 10 years to show the damage. But when it does appear, it'll permanently warp the slab and becomes unrepairable at some point. It's not going to heal itself. It's only going to get worse. Maybe it will be fine. That's what we need to help you decide. We don't want to repair a foundation that doesn't need to be repaired. We want to repair foundations that need to be repaired and that we can help successfully solve the problem for them once and for all.
Get started today with an easy point and click to allprofoundationrepair.com.
All Pro Foundation Repair, the right solution for your home.
After a long winter of less exercise and eating too much, now is the perfect opportunity to support our body's natural cleansing process. Personal trainers charge up to $250 to write a fitness program. Nutritionists charge hundreds for a healthy eating program, and that fee doesn't include ongoing support. What if there was a program that could help you lose fat, increase energy, and end carb cravings? And what if that program came with 4 exercise videos, 40 amazing tasting recipes, professional-grade supplements, and a book filled with knowledge to keep you on track all year long? A complete program like this would cost between $600 and $750 from a professional. Now you can have a well-rounded program, complete with professional-grade supplements, exercise videos, and easy food guide for less than $300. For a limited time, all P1s save $30 when you buy the 21-Day Body Makeover Program. Log on to 21daybodymakeover.com and enter promo code P1. That's 21daybodymakeover.com. Promo code P1 to save $30 now.
Guaranteed.
Ticket ticker.
The Rangers calling up J.P. Aaron Sebia from AAA Round Rock today. This ticket ticker, a service of Brad Thomas, Acme Brick Sports Biz. Texas also activating catcher Giovanni Soto off the 60-day DL. And to make room on the roster, they designate first baseman Carlos Pena for assignment. Yu Darvish takes on R.A. Dickey tomorrow night in Toronto. First pitch at 6:07 on TXA 21. The Mavs signing veteran guard Devin Harris to a 4-year deal today worth just over $16.5 million. Cowboys making some some roster moves of their own. Just a day after cutting backup QB Kyle Orton, they add tight end Dallas Walker, who went undrafted in 2012. He spent some time last season with the Chargers but didn't play and will be the fifth tight end going into training camp. And Rory McIlroy is the leader at the British Open after shooting a 66, putting him at 6 under par. Mateo Montecero, one shot back at minus 5. Tiger Woods shooting a 3 under 69 to put him in a tie for 10th. Lefty is way off the pace at 2 over, while local favorite Jordan Spieth is in the mix at 1 under par. That's the Ticket Ticker. Our next one is at 8:10. I'm John Fahey, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in. Turn it up. Keep it on. Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
What are Bob, Dan, and Donnie talking about at 12:15 tomorrow? We don't know. And that's why it's a can't-miss opening segment. Bad Radio, noon till 3 on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket. I could
bet on All right, it's 8 o'clock, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, live, Guys Night Out.
No, because then you acknowledge.
Hurry.
Bad,
no, okay, I'm
hurry.
With you. It is the pre-training camp edition. You people will not see us for the next 7 years because we're going to training camp. Why are they making
you overestimate.
They're making this a bit, it's our pre-camp Guys Night Out.
Yeah.
It's like we're going to be gone for so long.
It's your getaway game.
2 weeks.
Why do we need a pre-camp anything?
Because it's the biggest thing on their calendar. Now that baseball season is over with.
Time to focus. Hey, you know what? He's even bought in.
It's time for football?
Yeah, it's time.
I'm sorry, Mike.
You ready, Mike?
It's tough,
tough summer,
man.
Cowboys.
It is what it is.
Who would have thought?
It is.
They could have that many injuries in one baseball season.
Never seen anything like it, George.
This sucks. This sucks. This sucks.
Are you
sucks,
still in? Like, you still watch regularly?
Oh, yeah.
That's just the obligation, is that you have to?
Well,
no, Eli wants to.
I want to see some of these new guys that they're trying to work
like,
in.
Like, he's the guy that in August, when it's 700 degrees and they're 48 games out, will sit there when they're down 13 to nothing and look at eighth inning guys.
Yeah, I want to see Roman Mendez.
And that's why
Matt
gotta
West.
Love it.
He's baseball Jesus.
You got to have to appreciate that, man, because... It's kind of like I could on a Thursday night when I'm watching Marshall and San Diego State, just because.
I'm in.
Yeah. Okay. You throwing it at me, I'll watch it. Yeah. Fine.
And I want to see them resist the urge to call up Joey Gallo.
They will. I mean, they'll resist the urge. They're not gonna.
Yeah. I hope so.
Because they're not attendance
why?
Is not going to sink that much to where they need some sort of bit. Herculean bit.
I was out there last week.
Well, I don't think it'll be a bit. I mean, he's doing so well down there, though, that...
It doesn't matter. Don't rush him.
Well, I look, I'm agreeing with
just
you.
Just a little September...
little taste,
how do you do? Why not?
Just
yeah,
a little
I'm agreeing.
Snooter.
I'm agreeing with you, but I hope they don't, but I want to see them resist the temptation.
Let me ask you two golf guys that I have you up here on this very rare occasion, this question, this query. So, McIlroy's winning... Shot, whatever, 66.
66 under, yeah.
He is now shot.
You think they're playing this thing in a goat ranch?
No, I've come around on that. It does look like they're playing on another planet.
Wait, you're anti the Open
Championship?
I used
to be, but I've accepted it. Just don't beat me over the head with it too much. And I'll be okay with it.
Okay, not beating you over the head is 4 days per year.
Man, I
that's
I
the definition of not beating you over the head.
I figured you'd hate this. Because this really does look like a goat ranch.
I used to.
This is a lot better, actually.
Yeah, this
it's
is
green.
The most lush.
This has a little more plush
British
to it.
You know, when Tiger won there in 06 or whatever, it was brown.
Yeah, now it's a lot more brown.
Now it's pretty. So, anyway, McIlroy, throughout the course of this year, has set course records on Thursday. He's led in 5 or 6 tournaments on Thursday. And then Friday, not only is he blown up, he is shot on one of the nines over 40 four times.
I don't think that's going to happen this time.
You don't
in
think
what,
it's
second
in
round?
No.
In second round.
I know he shot the 80, whatever, last year, whatever that was.
He's yeah, but 80. I mean, every time this year that he's had a big lead or he's shot a low score on Thursday.
Over 40.
On
he's had
Friday,
a 9 over 40.
Yes, he's had a 9 over 40. Like last week, he led the Scottish Open. The tune-up for this, he shot like a 64-78.
I guess it could happen if the wind kicks up tomorrow. It could happen to maybe a number of guys, but I think he and watching Tiger, I saw about... I guess, I don't know, half a Tiger's round today. Man, he looks good.
Sharp,
his
doesn't he?
His swing looks really compact.
The song is going to win again.
It might. It might come through. But isn't that everyone's dream Saturday and Sunday twosome?
Rory and Tiger?
Yeah. Where you have the future versus...
That would be pretty awesome.
A ghost from the past.
Yeah. Okay, so here's an interesting tidbit. So this will be, if Tiger doesn't win the British Open, this will be the first time since he was 27 that he hasn't been on pace or ahead of Jack's pace for 18 majors.
Ah.
Because Jack won this event at 39, you know, whatever year that was,
yeah,
to put him at a certain number that Tiger has to get to reach. So as bad as he's been in the majors and not winning one for 6 or 7 years, he's still on pace.
How is that for a golf fun fact?
Thank you.
How is that?
I like to party.
Where the hell are you going to get that if not here?
Everyone's electrified by that.
Fat Daddy's on Guy's Night Out, huh?
But you know what, though?
Woo!
I know it's the big fascinating thing, but it's almost becoming Emmett versus Barry for me.
Oh, I know.
About him catching, because here's the thing.
So who do you think was better?
Well, hang on. I never, growing
should
up.
Should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame?
And just getting so into golf, like when I was in like junior high and high school.
Tony Romo,
we never
elite?
Talked about majors.
Think Romo was the one that
no,
it for
I didn't either.
It wasn't a big race. I mean, it was, wow, he has that many majors, and I remember learning about Nicklaus and any of the guys that played a long time ago.
Increase turnovers.
Mike, stop it. That's for next week when we go to California.
Yeah, that's his cowboy question of the day. He just stole it.
You just took four of them right there. But anyway.
It didn't become a big deal until Tiger said, at five years old, I want that record.
I know. He redefined everything when it came to majors. But it's just like, Ben Crenshaw was my guy. It didn't bother me that...
He had two.
Yeah, it didn't bother me that he didn't have more majors. He was still great. He was still my golf idol. I didn't really care how... I mean, I rooted for him every time there was a major, but it wasn't that big a deal to me.
You bringing the sticks up there?
I guess. Just to be with you
guys.
You're
the most defeated golfer.
Okay, you remember how bad it was 2 years ago?
Yeah.
It's worse now.
You said you got it back.
I can't break 90.
Yes, you can.
You're
going to
break
90. I don't think I can.
You're going to... Hey, this guy quit the game.
Post-knee surgery.
I quit the game after the ticket shootout.
You're back on, though, right?
Not really.
God! What is wrong with you people?
Here's what's wrong with me. I've only played like a half dozen times per year for about 10 years, and that takes its toll.
I'm with you. I don't ever play.
Now I'm just...
But I still have fun, and I don't gauge it against what I used to be. I gauge it against...
Right. And I would have fun, too, if I could just do something good.
Have one par?
Yes. But I rarely... I don't make many birdies. I played on the 4th of July on vacation, and I had an eagle because I holed out from the fairway.
Perfect.
Whoa. And I thought,
perfect.
Okay.
How far?
It was only like 120 yards. But it's still pretty sweet, though.
Yeah.
Pitching wedge.
Back then.
Then I thought...
You saw
coming
it go
back.
In or blind?
And then I went double, triple, double. And there's no way and someone has followed a holdout eagle with... I'll tell you my round. I was through seven of the holes. If you took seven of the holes that I played, I was one under. But I shot 93.
Oh, dear.
Oh, commander.
I mean, I had triples. I had quads.
Is Blake still really good? I mean, Brent?
Yeah. Oh, he destroys me. Yeah.
Like, because he probably didn't play that much, but still when he plays, he's really good.
Yeah, he's good.
What a jerk.
Yeah. He's in his 20s, though.
I mean,
I was in my 20s, I could just tee it up every 3 months and go play and act like I knew what I was doing.
Right. It's muscle memory.
But that was a long time ago. But, yeah, I'm bringing him because we're going to go to...
the Ojai Valley Inn and Resort.
We'll go there.
Oh, that's me and Soroy's place.
That's our little love
fest. I haven't
fest.
Been there yet.
That's our favorite layout.
But we got to go up to Santa Barbara and what's it called?
Sandpiper.
Sandpiper.
What do you call it? Pelican something?
Pelican's Brief.
Pelican. The Pelican Brief?
No.
John Grissom is
that
the starter.
That place is great. That's where we came up with the hypothetical... Would you pay the money it would cost to watch a golf cart launch off the cliff into the Pacific Ocean?
Yeah.
What are we talking, like 100 feet? And George and I were like, look, right now, there was a big rock next to us. We're like, we could just put that thing right on the accelerator, rent the clubs on the back.
Leave our. I wanted my clubs on it.
How much would it cost?
Launch that thing into the Pacific.
$4,000?
Probably, yeah, for a new cart. They probably charge you for a new cart. Maybe 5 or 6.
All right. They're also going to charge you for however much it takes to get the thing out of there.
To fish it out of there,
yeah.
It'll sink.
We'll say it was an accident. We just bailed at the last minute.
Yeah, we lived.
That water can be deep enough.
And
for
then
it
we can say, we'll say, look, we'll talk about this incident and how great your golf course is. And you're
It'll
fine.
Be like the Costa Concordia. It'll just lay there.
Sitting there forever.
It'll just sit there like that.
Finally, they'll figure out a way to float it upright.
They'll have to build a platform to get it out.
Just a blight on sandpaper for eternity.
And they'll have one shot. If they don't do it right, then it's going to be there forever.
Sir, you say you bailed out of the golf cart, but we found a large boulder inside the floorboard.
Still velcroed to the gas pedal.
Still strapped onto the accelerator.
Wouldn't that be awesome, though, just to see that Selman Louise off there? Golf clubs flying out.
All right, on that note, which we think is funny, but obviously you guys
nobody else
don't.
Does.
That means guys' night out is done. Thank you all for coming out,
Mansfield. Thanks, Mansfield.
Good night, Mansfield. Yeah.
Broadcasting live from the AutoNation.com mothership at Victory Park, this is The Ticket. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth.